This is Degrassi Radio coming at you from the CAF. Now, I know I don't need to remind you that we are in the final stages of choosing a fly new DJ to dish out some ear candy. So listen up to see who will be the new voice of Degrassi. But enough from me. Let's get back to the tunes.
Has Sab heard your demo?
Oh, it's only a matter of time until I have my own show. But don't worry, I won't let the fame get to me. But
I can't wait. Go ask.
Ask. Okay, here goes nothing. Hey, DJ Dave reporting for duty.
Hey.
Dave, you here for the radio too?
Yeah. What do? You work the tech stuff, right? You work the NOPS?
Actually, I'm here for the on-air gig. The man show with Adam Torrance.
You're doing a man show?
Yeah, you?
Dave Turner's Man Hour.
Kind of the same, huh?
Yeah, you guys are making my life really difficult. You each submitted a great demo.
Yeah, for practically the same show, so who gets the job?
Well, actually, I'm gonna let the school decide. You two will duke it out on air.
What, like a competition?
Exactly. You two will test for the new Degrassi radio show, Mano a Mano.
All right, well, the best man win.
Okay.
Welcome to grade 11 drama, Miss Coyne.
Aren't you in grade 12?
In short and arts credit.
Okay, so we've got some exciting news. Because so many strong drama students have chosen to grace this class, we are responsible for mounting the school play.
What kind of play exactly?
That's the class's first assignment, Mr. Goldsworthy, to figure out what play we want to do. So I want you to break into groups of four and let the brainstorming begin.
Hey, do you have room for one more?
We already have four.
I rhymed, so it must be true.
Fiona, I know this must be hard.
I'll just brainstorm on my own.
They're probably just intimidated. Your brother won the Grundy. Don't worry, you'll find your place soon enough.
May I go to the girls' room?
Yep.
There are dozens of clubs still looking for members. Stop by the display to join one today.
Clubs are back. Finally, this is a high school again and not a prison camp.
Question is, which club to join?
Not the usual? Drama? Fiction?
Those are Eli's zones. He's on some kind of anti-anxiety meds and I don't want to push his buttons.
Well, how about orienteering?
Allie, for the millionth time, I'm not interested in Jake Martin.
Well, you did kiss him.
Once, by accident. Besides, this semester is not about boys, it's about me. And my heart is set on newspaper. It'll be a great way to diversify my writing portfolio. There's Katie Matlin, the editor.
I'm home from practice 7-ish. Can we talk chemistry homework then?
Ever heard of taking a break?
Ever heard of not being a slacker?
Love you, babe.
Katie? Hi, I'm Claire. I'd like to join your writing staff.
You can't just join the newspaper. You need to be selected.
Okay, what do I do?
Write a sample article. A concise 100 words by the end of the day. No adjectives, no adverbs.
Great. What should the article be about?
How about 10 ways to get over a breakup? Can you handle that?
I'm living it. Yes. Yes, absolutely. It looks good in these things.
You?
I know.
Oh, I can't believe grad photo day is here. One of the last stops on the way to the rest of my life.
Well, don't be in too much of a hurry to ditch me, okay? I'm gonna be all by myself next year. Who'll proofread my essays? Who'll gossip with me in between classes?
Speaking of class, shouldn't you be in drama?
Yeah, we got out early. Okay, I got out early, but it's filled with grade 11s, unfriendly rhyming ones.
Once they see what a drama queen you are, they'll love you.
Holly J, you know I have trouble making friends. Even you, I inherited from Declan.
What about Charlie? Are you guys on the friend path?
Yeah, but we haven't spent much time together since spring break.
You can't make friends with someone unless you spend time with them.
Yeah. You know, Holly J, you might be right.
We're supposed to, like, joust on air to see who wins.
You're funny and adorable. You so got this.
I need this. Plus, I mean, I can't lose to Adam of all people.
What do you mean, of all people?
Well, how's he supposed to host a man show?
Because he's transgender?
Yeah, it's weird.
Adam's nice.
You think everyone's nice. What?
My locker's near Adam's, and I hear him talking to his friends sometimes. He's pretty funny.
Okay, so I'll pull out the A game. I'll prove that I'm better, funnier, and manlier. How hard can it be?
Fiona, what are you doing here?
We just haven't hung out in so long. I thought we could have some lunch. I brought a picnic, including homemade apple pie.
You baked a pie?
Well, someone did. So, do you want to spend some time with me?
I'd love to, but I can't leave the store.
Oh, of course, work. Ugh, so stupid.
Well, we can have it here.
See you, Charlie.
See anything you like?
Oh, I'm still desperate to make that shiny black Stella mine. Are you sure you can't get me a discount? You do kind of owe me.
Elise, this is my friend Fiona from spring break.
Oh, right. I heard Charlie got you hooked on scooters, too. Yeah, I'm still trying to get the hang of it.
Fiona brought a picnic lunch.
There's enough for three. You're welcome to join us.
Are you sure? I was just leaving.
Of course. The more the merrier.
Well? Well, it's the most well-written and detailed article on surviving a breakup that I've ever read.
But?
Don't you think it's a little long?
I want to stand out.
Katie only asked for 100 words.
Anyone can do that. Katie will be impressed that I went above and beyond.
If you say so.
I know so.
Well, you get an A for effort.
Okay, before we get started, do I need to remind you two how nervous Simpson is about handing the airwaves over to students?
Nope. Got it.
Good. Keep it clean, keep it fun. Let me know when you're ready.
Oh, I was born ready.
Oh, is that how you were born?
How were you born? Short?
It's like that. You want me to take the gloves off?
Go ahead, Dave. Show me what you're packing.
That's my attack dog. I trained him to crave weakling.
Yo, I will dog whisper your butt. I will own you.
You can't own me, Holmes. I got the mind of a ninja, the eye of a tiger, the courage of a lion.
The brain of a scarecrow and the heart of a tin man. Boom.
Oh, you did not just boom me.
Oh, I boomed you, Dorothy. I boomed you big time, and I'll do it again.
Oh, no, you...
Boom!
All right, well, look, we'll see how funny you are when we're on the air. Are we ready? Let's do this.
It's being done, my friend.
What, air?
And the people have spoken.
Oh.
Mano a mano with Dave and Adam. This is gonna be awesome.
Look, I gotta say I wanted to beat you, but it'll be way more fun to join you. We rule. I'll be on the set. Ah, you came in. You got a whiz, too?
No, just want to wash my hands. So what are we going to talk about tomorrow?
Ah, girls, music, whatever we want. Well, we could push the envelope, take on some issues, see how far we can go until Simpson reams El Sav. Adam?
What? Oh, yeah, Simpson.
Dude, you got issues.
No, Dave, I wasn't staring.
Look, whatever, I got class. El Presidente, you got a minute?
Dave, yeah, anything for my new shock jock. Where's your other half?
You mean Adam?
Yeah, you two are all the buzz. Dude, check this out. New t-shirt prototype. Made it myself.
Yeah, look, it's great, and I had fun and everything, but I gotta quit the show.
You haven't even started yet. And why?
I can't really talk about it. Look, me and Adam, we're not a good fit.
It's just a radio show, dude. You're not marrying anyone. Besides, people love you two together. Your first broadcast got 100 emails.
100?
I'm saying give it a week. You two are gonna be the most popular guys at this school. You wanna give that up?
Son, your show was hilarious.
Yeah? You heard?
You're the man. Gonna be back on again tomorrow, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Can't wait to hear it. Proud of you.
It's 12 noon.
Mano a mano with Dave and Adam.
Home safe and sound.
So your friend Elise was so nice to me.
Doesn't everyone love you at first sight?
I wish. I'm not exactly fitting in at school.
It's high school. Who does? Plus, you only have a few months left.
Negative. It's a long, boring story, but I'm short a few credits, so I'll be back next year. And the few friends that I do have will be heading to their ivory towers, and I'll be all alone.
Hey, you'll have me. I should really go before my boss notices I've been gone for an hour and a half. Are you sure you don't want me to drop you off at school?
Very sure. What about tonight? Any plans?
Yeah. Bowling night.
Oh.
There's always room for one more.
Really? I love bowling. I mean, I assume I will.
You've never been? Well, then, tonight's your lucky night.
Fiona, what are you doing here?
Mom, I thought you had a spa thing.
I canceled. Why aren't you at school?
I should go.
That's an excellent idea. My daughter and I need to talk.
One sample article, signed, sealed, and delivered. Well, not sealed, but the other two.
Great. Leave it on my desk.
So when do you think you'll get a chance to read my article?
I have some time next Friday.
Next Friday?
I'm joking, Claire. Unclench. People say I'm intense. How about I read it now?
Great.
I said 100 words.
Well, I wanted to do more than a fluff piece.
This is 5 pages. You put in footnotes and there's an appendix. Kids aren't going to read this.
Well, you don't know that.
You're telling me what I don't know?
Maybe it just needs a catchy headline.
I'm sorry, Claire. The newspaper staff is full.
Guess Dave isn't coming.
I only went into the guy's bathroom because I wanted him to see me as a guy. Backfire much?
Because you got caught sneaking a peek.
No, I told you I wasn't sneaking a peek. I just wanted to check out his stance at the urinal.
Why the sudden interest in urinals?
Because of this.
What the heck is that?
A stand to pee device. I got it online. It's so I can...
Stand to pee? How does it work?
How do you think it works?
Mayday, 10 o'clock.
What do I say?
Just be cool. Act like it never happened.
No, but if Dave can't handle this, then who can? Give him some credit.
Hey.
Hey, I thought you were coming.
Well, we have a show to plan for, don't we?
Well, good luck.
Well, we should get started.
Mom, will you let me explain?
Why you skipped school?
It was a really hard day for me.
Oh, so you decided to leave.
And you decided to embarrass me in front of Charlie.
That is not what we're discussing right now.
Fine, I get it, you're mad.
This is what mad looks like. But underneath the mad is a lot of worry, Fiona. You've already lost one semester. You can't afford to lose another.
But I don't need school. I could get a job.
You're 17. Your job is to go to school.
What if I hate it? A lot.
If that's truly how you feel, we'll go back to New York.
What? No.
The only reason why we're here is because you promised Degrassi would be good for you.
Okay. Fine. I'll go to school. I promise. No more skipping.
Good. Otherwise, you're on the next plane to LaGuardia.
So, basically, you blew it. Katie didn't even read my article.
Well, maybe she'll give you a second chance.
There she is. I should go talk to her. Now let's see your best I'm sorry face. That'll do. Now I'll be over there getting my latte on.
Katie, can we talk for a second?
I have soccer practice.
See you later, Mayor.
Marisol, can you please tell your friend I'm sorry?
It's gonna take more than that. See, Katie goes out of her way to avoid drama, and you are drama.
I am not drama. These friends of
mine, they try. We all struggle, we all fight. So, we should come up with some bits we can use over and over.
Yeah, like, joke of the day.
Yeah, or stump the dork. People can send you their trivia questions.
Excuse me? I'm the dork?
We don't have to call it that. Okay, anyway, how about we do this? We can do a quiz, like, here, hand me your pen. What is your problem?
No problem.
Was it something I did? I mean, ever since you ran out of the bathroom.
Look, Adam, it's not you, it's not the bathroom. We're good.
Okay.
I have. Just had too much caffeine.
Cool. Well, we should probably get back to work.
I have to. Just give me a minute.
Bathroom brainstorm. I have another idea.
I couldn't wait.
Well, I gotta go too. So, on Jesse and Jean, they used to write new lyrics to old songs. I mean, they were no Weird Al, but it was pretty good.
What are you doing?
Just going to the bathroom. So, this one time, Jean sang like this dying old guy, and instead of Cry Me a River, it was Buy Me a Liver.
What is that?
Nobody said you had to stare. Oh, God.
Dude, my shoes.
I'm sorry. I'm still trying to figure out how to work this thing. Oh, gross.
Oh, look, this is too much.
Dave, come on. I'm sorry.
Look, just stay away from me, okay?
Hey, Charlie. It's me. Again. I hope you got my messages from last night. I hope you're not mad.
The car's downstairs.
Gotta go to school. But please, call me back. Lay your broken body down.
Lay your heart. Don't obsess. She'll call. Everything is gonna change. Everything is
Hey, is Dave almost here?
Yeah, any minute now.
Can't wait to hear you guys top yesterday's show.
For sure, it'll be sick. Hey. Hey, I'm still really sorry about yesterday.
Yeah, let's just do the show.
Yeah, we're both men. Who needs to talk, right? Maybe that can be the topic.
Hey, Degrassi, welcome to Mano a Mano with Dave and Adam. Let me tell you, it does not smell good in the booth today, so lay off the burritos out there.
What I want to talk about today is bathroom rules. Now, not to get all politically incorrect, but should girls be allowed to use the guy's bathroom at school?
Dave, seriously, watch it.
Because how I see it is, I mean, you're in there doing your thing, and all of a sudden there's a tranny staring at your junk.
Dave.
Why is this cool?
Yeah, that's it. I'm cutting you off.
Text me. You know what you think.
Not cool, Dave.